Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, this is Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Thank you for being here. It's Thursday, December 29th, 2022. Only 2 days left in the year. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden lands in the Caribbean. 4 in 10 Americans believe we are living in end times. COVID surges in China. New Zealand becomes the first country to ban cigarettes for the next generation. Also coming up, the message of the day about the post-Christmas blues. Are you feeling any post-Christmas blues? Talk about how to get over that coming up next. But first, President Biden spending New Year's Eve in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The commander-in-chief arrived at St. Croix on Tuesday. He's scheduled to return to Washington on January 2nd. That's one day before the Democrats cede control of the House of Representatives to the Republican Party following the November midterm elections. Of course, complicating the president's progressive agenda for the last 2 years of his first term. Although knowing the squishiness of the Republicans, probably not complicating it that much. A survey from Pew Research finds 2 in 5 Americans say we are living in the last days of humanity. That's 39% of adults believe the end is near. When asked about the cause of the impending apocalypse, a majority cited the Bible, followed by a potential nuclear war with Russia, then climate change. Nearly half the population thinks human beings will be extinct in the next 100 years. Cases of COVID are spiking in China. The Communist Party dropping their just draconian lockdown rules 1 month ago after violent protests broke out in Shanghai and Beijing. And officials say the disease is now impossible to track. According to the Chinese government, there are just 3,000 new infections each day. Health experts believe the actual figure is closer to 1 million new cases every 24 hours. That's what zero lockdown got them, just delaying the inevitable of everyone getting sick. New Zealand, the first country to ban the sale of tobacco products for the next generation. The new law will permanently prohibit anyone born after January 1st, 2009, from buying cigarettes and cigars. Weird, I've never heard of a law like that that bans something from happening if you're old, if you're of a certain age. Like, obviously there's laws that say you can't do this until you're 18 or until you're 21, but I've never heard of a law that says if you're born past this date, you can never participate in this thing ever. The bill is accompanied by a slew of other measures to make smoking less affordable, including dramatically reducing the legal amount of nicotine in tobacco products and forcing them to be sold through specialty stores instead of gas stations. Coming up next, we'll talk about the post-Christmas blues. And in something you might not know, Christmas didn't just used to be one day. Well, how many days was it? We'll talk about that coming up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Do you have the post-Christmas blues? I do, a bit. There's a lot of reasons that you might feel them. I think the most common reason for them is just the excitement of Christmas coming, which is this long, you know, a month long buildup. And then it comes and it's over. It's gone. It's just one day. It's not even, it's just the morning. And then it's Christmas afternoon. And by Christmas afternoon, you're 364 and a half days away from the next Christmas morning. So you're never further away from the joy of Christmas morning than on Christmas afternoon. You're like, yeah, it's only a couple hours in the past, but it's 8,752 hours away from the next one in the future. And I just want to... So you have that working against you. And perhaps also your day had some unmet expectations. Things did not go perfectly as planned, because of course they never do. They can't. And like, of course they can. It's human nature though, to focus on the things that don't meet expectations than on the 20 things that did. I don't know if you're like me, but if I'm making dinner and there's six items, I only focus on the side dish I overcooked. The other five things were perfect and delicious. No joy. I experienced no joy, only disappointment in the one thing that didn't go well. That's just how humans are. It's called loss aversion. We feel the loss of pain way more than the pleasure of gain. Here's what I mean. Play along with me here. Let's say I come up to you and I say, let's flip a coin. If it's heads, I'll give you $100. Sounds great, right? But if it's tails, you give me $100. Would you do it? Seriously, would you take that deal right now? Most people don't take it. Because instantly, the pain of the thought of losing $100 is more painful than the joyful thought of gaining $100. Does that make sense? The pain of potentially losing money is stronger than the happiness of potentially making money. Weird, right? Most people would need the deal to be something like, tails, you give me $100, and heads, if you win, I give you $250. That's how sweet the deal would need to be in order for most people to take the bet. That's where the happiness of gaining $250 beats the pain of potentially losing $100. Interesting, huh? So it's relevant here because if you're feeling a bit sad after Christmas, you're focusing on the negative things that happened this last week more than the good things. And the only way to overcome that is to first acknowledge it and then refocus on those good things. It's just the practice of gratitude, which can be really hard because you're probably right now saying, Slater, you have no idea what you're talking about. Easy for you to say, but how can I have joy when? And then you insert some terrible life experience. Totally. I know. But that would also make your ability to be grateful in spite of that terrible circumstance all the more triumphant and all the more impressive and, dare I say, all the more joyful. But we always want better. We always do. We want more, different, better. Leonardo da Vinci wrote a bunch of little short fables, and one of them was about a stone laying in this beautiful, pleasant field, but looking down on a stony road. And the stone didn't want to be with the grass anymore. He wanted to be down with his own kind. He says, what am I doing up here? So he rolled down and landed in the stony road, reading from Leonardo da Vinci. And then it began to suffer continual distress under wagon wheels, the hoofs of iron-shod horses, and the feet of travelers. Some of them turned it, others trampled. Covered in mud and animal dung, in vain it looked back at the place it left behind, a place of solitary and tranquil peace. Being grateful wherever you are, and no matter what time of year it is, what a skill. Can you pull it off?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. In the message of the day we just had, we were talking about the post-Christmas blues and talked about ways to potentially overcome them, being grateful, all the rest. You know, centuries ago, they had a different solution to getting over the post-Christmas blues. They had Christmas longer. They just had more Christmas. How long was Christmas? What do you think? It was more than a day, I'll tell you that. Take a guess. How many days was Christmas? Now, here's what's crazy about this guess you're going to make. You know the answer. You know the answer. It's more than one day, but you know it. Deep down, you know. How long was Christmas? This is about from the years 500 to 1900. It's a long time. Christmas was more than one day. How many days? Of course, 12. Hence the song. Did you ever think about that? How could I never have realized? How could I never have asked myself, why is this even a song? What are the 12 days of Christmas? Why is there a song called The 12 Days of Christmas? Well, of course, it's because Christmas used to be 12 days. You know, we treat Christmas Day like it's the climax of the Christmas season. Some people, maybe even you, take your Christmas decorations down the next day. You don't even give it a week. But no, Christmas Day is just the beginning of the 12 days of Christmas. It's day one. December 25th was always from the year 500 to 1900, the beginning of Christmas. That was the kickoff for 12 days of festivities and merriment, only to be replaced today with 12 days of being stuck at the airport. The final day of Christmas was called the 12th night, and a special cake was made with a bean and a pea somewhere in the middle. And whoever had the piece with the pea and the bean were the king and the queen of the night's festivities on the 12th night. Queen Elizabeth I in 1601 commissioned Shakespeare to write a play for that year's 12th night festivities. What do you think the name of the play was? 12th night. So I say we bring it back. Why relegate the best holiday to one day? Make it 12. And if you're feeling the post-Christmas blues, you just got to get back to celebrating. The 12th night is January 5th. So after today, you still got 7 days left. More after this. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in my podcast, Politics by Faith. We have new episodes every day. We'll see you there, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.